Hi, this is Mentor Coach Dave Kruger. The question, how can spirituality and charging a fee for coaching be compatible? Here's my take on it. There does not have to be a split between spirituality and money. Spirituality and profitability can be quite compatible. There's nothing inherently unspiritual about money. It's one of those assumptions like starving artists. Why should someone of exceptional talent have difficulty converting that ability into significant income? They need a coach. Money is simply a unit of exchange. Before money, two goats were exchanged for five bags of rice. There's nothing intrinsically spiritual or non-spiritual, as far as I can tell, about goats either. Money depends on the meaning we give to it. Money doesn't even know who owns it, any more than war bonds know about a war. The key to making money is creating value and doing it consistently. People pay when you add value to their lives. They reward with what they feel the value is when you ask. Money is simply a symbol of that value. When you do a presentation or a sample session or initially engage a potential client, rather than thinking about money or about selling the client on your services, think, how can I add value? When you figure out how to bring value to others, how to provide them with your service or product, you'll both be rewarded. But again, you have to ask. If you have a goal of earning substantial money as a coach, and if you have a contradictory belief that the pursuit of wealth is materialistic or unspiritual, you have conflict. Wealth will not accrue contrary to a value that opposes it or to an ambivalence about it. Ambivalence zaps power. If you do this, you create two stories simultaneously that contradict each other. Choose one and put all of your energy into it. First, be clear about your needs and ideals and be sure they align with your goals and strategies so that all of you is going in the same direction. Then, you'll be in a position to mentor your clients to do the same. Actually, Hamlet answered this question way more succinctly. He said, "There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Thanks.